Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Hoops, we've got a special guest on the phone all the way from the beautiful, beautiful city of the Gold Coast, which we love. Jai Arrow, welcome to the Saturday Simbin.
Hey, boys, how you going? It's actually not a good day up here. It's pissing down, so jinxed it, I think.
So that's what suburb do you live at, Jai?
So I'm in Burleigh Heads. I've got my own little place there, and I'm doing renovations too, so I'm in a nice little spot.
Yeah, just down the road from Redfern.
Yeah, well, it's just Redfern is just like Burleigh, mate. You'll love it.
Yeah, a long way away, but Hey, Joy,
just to let you know, Anthony is a tragic South supporter, so he's so happy that you're gone, and that's why he's pretty much sucking up to you. He bags the Titans every day. He's bagged them today on radio for about an hour, and he gets the pleasure, because I'm sitting in the Brisbane studio, so he gets the pleasure of just basically having a shot personally at you, because you're our best player. So that's what he does when he bags the Titans.
Nonsense, Joy, but what do you say to that?
Oh, look, what can I say? Everyone's got their own opinion, and I suppose if that's your opinion, then that's what you stick with. So I'm not going to say anything about that. But, obviously I made the decision to go down. But I love the club up here, and I love the Gold Coast as well. So I'm not going to say a bad word about that.
Well said, mate. Hey, what have you been doing? You mentioned that you're up there in Burleigh Heads and you're working on a property. Is that how you've been spending your time in self-isolation or...?
Yeah, look, I've obviously just trying to keep myself occupied. It's obviously different circumstances to what we're used to, and I've actually gone and helped out my best mate's his family owns a company up here, and I was out on a childcare centre helping with that for a couple of days. Just trying to keep sane, really, and I've been training heaps and, obviously trying to keep isolated from the public as well, because, it's pretty crazy what's going on around the world with all this coronavirus stuff.
How is the training going, mate?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm pretty lucky that my mate's mum and dad, Jamie and Sean, they have a pretty good setup with the gym and that. So I've been getting out here and doing as much gym as I can, and then running with one of the coaches as well, just like a sort of closed session by myself or with one of the other boys as well, just trying to keep fit and be prepared for hopefully when the season starts coming up.
What have they told you, the club, Joy, in terms of when you can actually start to go back to training in some smaller groups?
Yeah, look, I'm not 100% sure with that. I know we got a text here or a WhatsApp message the other day about we could be back training as close as the 4th of next month. So hopefully that can happen and we can get the ball rolling and we're back training normally. And obviously, there's talk about we're probably going to have to set up camp somewhere in Sydney in a few weeks, but I'm definitely all for it if it keeps the game alive and we can get back playing and keep everyone sane, not only us but the fans as well, because I think everyone around Australia wants to see sport back playing.
So just let me go back there for a minute with you. You'd be more than happy as a current player that if you had to cross the border and you had to set up a base in Sydney and you were here for a month, 6 weeks, 2 months, whatever it is, you'll do whatever it takes to get the game back up and running?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I don't see why not. Obviously, I'm sort of in a different predicament to some other boys who have little kids and families like that. But, I feel as though the game's given us as players so much that, I don't see why we can't give back to the game and get it back up and running, because obviously there's huge talk on that the game's not financially in a stable position, and if that's what it takes to, help the game, then I'm definitely all for it and more than happy to sacrifice whatever it may be to keep the game back up and running and keep it around for a long time, because I came out openly and said, I love the game, I play it because I love it, and I guess the day I play rugby league for money is probably the day I retire. So, I'm all for it. I definitely want that to happen.
Yeah, well said, mate.
Joy, what about, like, all things being equal, we get back on the field, you've played the rest of this season with the Gold Coast Titans, and, mate, you're not surrounded, but there's a handful of big-name players that have gone to the Gold Coast on good money, and for one reason or the other, be it they haven't settled in or they're injured or whatever, for one reason or another, a couple of those blokes haven't sort of really aimed up, I don't think, to what they're being paid. How is that sort of changed under the new regime, under a new coach?
Oh, look, I think it's just, it all comes down to hard work. And if you're not working hard, you're not going to get results. But no, I think during the preseason and that, we've trained our asses off and we've done all we can to put ourselves in the right shape, mentally and physically. It just sort of hasn't worked for us. I wish I knew the answer to fix it, but it just hasn't worked. But Justin's been great. He's brought in some things that I think have helped us. And I've really enjoyed his company and not only his as well, but I love the boys up there. I love the coaching staff, but it just seems that it's just not gelling at the moment. But hopefully we can, I guess, find that solution and win some games, because I don't think we've felt that winning feeling for a while now. And it hurts as well, especially being a Gold Coast kid that has grown up here and, just not winning games. It's hurting, but hopefully we can find that solution pretty soon.
It's often that, when a player like yourself, you've signed with another club, you'll be at another club next year, but you've got to see this year out with the Gold Coast Titans. I, as a rugby league fan, don't have a problem with that, but a lot of people seem to. How do you feel about sort of playing for one club knowing you'll be at another club next year?
No, that's not the type of person I am. I'm the type of guy that no matter what jersey I'm putting on, or no matter what I'm doing, I'll always put my heart into it. And I come out openly and said I want this to be probably the best year that I've had with the club, and that's what I'm focusing on and want to do for the club. Leaving, I guess, on a good note with not only the club but the fans as well.
What did you think of the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk's comments during the week, Jai, about State of Origin should be called off and certainly there won't be a game played in Queensland?
Yeah, look, that's a hard one. I guess she's just trying to put our health in the best interest, and I totally understand that. But being a player, I guess everyone's getting really bored and getting really frustrated, and I don't know if she come up with a hashtag "Let us play" or something like that. But that's totally. I know she's definitely got our health at her best interest, and I totally understand that.
Yeah.
But if it's all safe and well to go, then I don't see why not. We can't get back playing and Origin go ahead.
Hashtag let us play. Hey, do you know, before you come on, Jai, and I know that you probably weren't listening to Anthony, but Anthony said, because he was teasing me about the Titans, and I said that the Titans are going to go on a running streak and we might win 5 in a row. And Anthony comes up with stupid bets, and he said that if the Titans win 5 in a row, he's going to get a sex change.
Yeah.
Can we put that up at Parkwood or whatever? Just put it up, mate, on the training board that there's a radio jock in Sydney that doesn't think we can win 5 games in a row and he'll get a sex change.
100%, I'm all for it. I might get that story.
Hashtag Maroon gets a sex change.
Well, let's worry about it after you win 5 in a row, Jai.
Well, I'll hold you to that too. That'd be.
I was only joking, mate. I even said that, mate. You live up there in God's country, but we can't wait to get you at South. And thank you for your time this afternoon, Jai Arrow.
No worries. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.